Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scare Track podcast, sponsored by yours truly, Scare Queen. You can download my debut album right now. Just search Scare Queen on Spotify, iTunes, or Amazon Music right after this episode. The Scare Track podcast is the first UK podcast dedicated to the UK scare attraction and haunted house industry. But beware. These foolish mortals sometimes have potty mouths and an insane, vivid imagination. So listen with caution. All views expressed are those of the individual host and not necessarily the views of Scare Track, their guests, or their associates.
Scare Track Podcast.
So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
That's why he carried a chainsaw, so he could carve your face like wood. No particular favourite, any face would do.
Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the Scare Track podcast, and thank you once again to our sponsor for the whole Halloween season, Scare Queen. You just heard a snippet of the song Chainsaw Lullaby. Stick around to the end of the show where you'll be able to hear that song in full. Also, guys, this will be the last song of Scare Queen's on the Scare Track podcast. She's sponsored us for the whole Halloween season, so thank you so much, Scare Queen. Guys, you can get her debut album now. Just search for Scare Queen on Spotify, Google Play, anywhere where you can get albums. So, guys, episode 69 is another on location and our last on location episode of the Halloween 2017 season. It's been an absolute blast. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us for the ride. We've been so many places this year, and we topped it off with a good old trip to Skegness. That's right, we were at Fear Island at Fantasy Island. It's their debut year as Fear Island, two new attractions, and we were invited to go and check them out. So, guys, without further ado, let's take you back to when we were at Fear Island at Fantasy Island in Skegness. Enjoy.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Good evening. Hello, guys. We are here at Fear Island, which is the new event at Fantasy Island in Skegness. We have travelled a few hundred miles this afternoon. We've been on some coasters, and now it's time to do their two brand new attractions. So the first attraction we've got here is...
what's Psychic Mansion.
Psychic Mansion. Thank you, Hannah. I couldn't see the sign. So we got Psychic Mansion.
It's cool. It looks a bit like a sort of like a fun house that you find at Hyde Park for Winter Wonderland. It sort of looks similar to that, but I think they've ramped it up and put some actors in there, so I'm excited.
Yeah, it's actually, as far as facades for sort of fun houses, mad houses kind of go, it's one of the better ones as well. It's got an awesome talking tree. It looks quite impressive. It's got a nice cool soundtrack out the front as well. And yeah, like you say, it looks like they've just ramped it up to make it a scare attraction, basically. I know they've had some help from the guys at Atmosphere Scare Entertainment as well.
That's exciting. Yeah, they always deliver
some good stuff. So, yeah, we actually can't take you inside the attractions on this episode, unfortunately, which is why this one will be slightly quieter. But we'll let you know all about it when we come out. And then we've got one more other attraction to try a little bit later as well.
Yeah.
So, just as we get into the queue, Hannah, Fantasy Island's pretty different, isn't it? It's our first visit here.
It's different. I mean, we've come this far and we're right next to the sea, and I'm yet to see the sea, which I find quite disappointing because I love the sea. But yeah, I'm actually slightly, I don't want to say surprised, because I don't know what I was expecting. I think I was just expecting a few fun rides on a pier,
They've got a couple of nice coasters.
I really like Odyssey, actually.
Yeah, for an SLC, sorry, we're getting geeky. We're getting geeky again this season. For an SLC, it's actually not that rough.
They've got a really good indoor bit, though. We saw this singing pumpkin. It was really good. I had a little dance.
Yeah, on the indoor section. If anyone's been to Fantasy Island before, so the indoor section was usually very bright, very, you know, very... You can see everything. They've changed it all up for this year. It's all nice and dark in there now. They've got projection mapping. They've got some nice lights, some good sound, a new entrance to the Millennium Coaster. So they've actually made the inside bit a lot more theme parky, a lot more immersive. And it looks really quite nice in there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks really nice. And it just sort of creates a good atmosphere. My only sort of like... not critique, but thing that I don't really understand with this place is there is a market... It's in the theme park.
Well, it's not. Yeah,
around it.
It's within. Yeah, so there's basically a market as well. So you can go and get, you know, go and get some underwear, get some socks. So we're just going to join the queue now for Psychic Mansion. That's why you can probably hear the music. So yeah, theme park's been a fun day so far. There's a nice few rides here, a couple of good coasters. Like I say, we can't take you in for this one, but we'll let you know exactly what it's like when we get out. We'll see you on the other side.
Psycho Mansion. As you can see, it's on the property market for £150,000 if you are interested. The house has bags of character. Much as that. The family inside are so nice and lovely, they can't wait to meet you in person.
Yeah.
What? The mansion, the family who slays together, stays together.
So there we go, we got a little bit of a backstory of the Psychic Mansion, which, as you said, is on sale. It's for sale. It's a for sale sign. 50,000, was it, Hannah? £50,000, I think. You know, we could just dip into our honeymoon fund. Why not?
I don't think we can afford it.
No. Awesome. So right, we're going to go through. Like we said, we can't take you through this one, guys. So we'll have a chat when we get out. See you on the other side.
Wish us luck.
Right then, guys, so we have just come out of our first of two attractions here at Fear Island, at the Fantasy Island. So that was Psychic Mansion, and we were basically there for a viewing because the mansion's on sale. So we were there to view the mansion to see if we would like to buy it. 50 grand, not bad. And then we sort of learned that, no, we weren't there to buy it, we were there just to... be eaten, yeah. Basically. Fantastic. We always keep getting ourselves in these scenarios, don't we, this month? Yep. Oh, we're just passing a mobile phone accessories unlocking and repair centre, which have a lot of...
We're having a rave.
A lot of speakers, right. Yeah, it is very bizarre. So, we just came out. Now, what I liked about that, there were some good points. It's basically in a fun house, like an old school fun house, where... you know, the old school sort of fun houses, but this one, all the effects of a fun house have been taken out, like the, you know, the creepy like floors and steps and tubes and stuff. It was mainly just a way to be able to get you from one scene to another, up and downstairs. There were some good scenes in there. The lady upstairs, she was good, wasn't she? The creepy lady that sort of, she's sort of like vampire-esque.
Yeah, sort of vampire grandma type of theme.
Yeah, she was quite cool. She was like saying, you're my potential dinner. I mean, potential buyers. She was quite fun. And then downstairs area, there was a guy. I'm just going to call him Uncle Fester. The guy with the
skin.
He was creepy as hell. They went in there. There wasn't a single jump scare. They went for more theatrical and creepy, which I think is, you know, atmosphere. You can see where, like, the scripts have come from them, of course. You can see that. But he was just prolonged creepy, wasn't he?
Prolonged for too long, I think. He generally freaked me out.
He was good. And then they sort of... there's a couple of spoilers here. We're at the end of our run now, so you'll have to wait till next year to do it. We went into one room where they have sort of a moving floor, which was quite cool. I think there was an issue with...
I didn't realise it was moving. There was a long time where I was thinking, is it? I don't know.
It was subtle.
Yeah.
So
it looked like the table was moving more than the floor felt like it was moving.
Yeah.
It was cool either way because I didn't know what was going on.
It was cool. I think there was an issue with dispatching though because we were in there for a very, very long time.
like an unnecessarily long time in silence. I don't think the guy knew what else to say after he said his bit.
He just stared at us for a while.
Yeah. And then we went into a finale scene, which was fun.
I liked it. I liked the spoilers. Now it was a lift. A quotation mark lift.
Yeah, yeah.
I really liked it. I liked the use of the videos. I liked the use of the bed. I thought that the actor in there worked the scene great. I liked that when we got to the ground floor, the video had zombies
come and get you.
I thought it was really good.
I think it was good. I think it was a good little scene at the end of what's basically inside a funhouse.
Yeah.
But I think the scene could have packed more of a punch at the end, I'd say. It was good, but that one actor alone for that finale,
yeah.
I think it needed someone to run in. But it's difficult with the logistics, obviously, of a funhouse. You can see there's some issues that you wouldn't be able to do everything you want to do. There's a scene in there that has really put us on edge where you'd have to go around in a circle with Uncle Fester, basically, and there were sort of like five statues with sheets over their head.
Yeah.
I was determined one's going to jump out, but they never did. I think they missed a trick.
You see,
they should have had one to jump out.
I was walking around that room because I wasn't looking at the sheets. That room looked like a stretching room.
It did look like a stretching room from
the
Haunted
Mansion.
So I
was walking
around
the room expecting it to stretch, so I completely ignored the sheets. But I think if someone had jumped out at me because I wasn't looking at the stretching room, I would have been on the floor.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So yeah, it was fun. It's not that... You can tell it's sort of open for families and kids going in as well. It is basically a fun house that's been turned into a scare attraction.
I liked it. It was fun.
It was fun. It wasn't scary. It was fun, theatrical. Maybe perfect perfect for sort of... It says 12 and overs, doesn't it, on the sign?
Yeah, I think you
I would have
go
gone like six
one.
Or seven
yeah.
overs there. Get them... It was less scary than a Dungeons, for example.
Yeah.
So I think they could have gone with younger there. They may have had younger. That might be there just as a precautionary advisory. So, guys, we are now going to go through our next attraction, which is Dark Water. Dark Water is in the pyramid section of Fantasy Island. And like we said earlier, they've sort of rethemed this whole pyramid area. They've got projection mapping. It's got real nice sort of atmosphere in there now. So Dark Water is the next attraction here at Fear Island, at Fantasy Island. Like I say, we can't take you in, guys, but we can tell you all about it when we get out. We'll see you in a bit. Right then, guys, so we have just come out of our second attraction here. We've got just the two attractions here at Fantasy Island for Fear Island for the very first year. Dark Water is set inside the pyramid they got. Pyramid looks awesome. We saw the project, the what's it called? The mapping, that's it. The the project mapping. And so, yeah, it's in sort of like it used to be a theatre, apparently. Where it's set.
Haunted
theatre. So, a haunted theatre. And they, it looks really good. And the first half of the attraction, really enjoyed. So, they win the award for the smallest, most claustrophobic crawl tunnels. Every other crawl tunnel, we've been able to just sort of duck down and go in. Whereas this one, you are on your hands and knees.
And not even hands and knees. Like, I had to be on my elbows for some of it. It was so tight.
Yeah.
So small. Put me on edge.
yeah. So, but as soon as you go in, the monologue guy at the beginning sort of telling you the story, he's probably one of the best sort of pre-show... there's a coaster going around. One of the pre-show speakers, one of the best around. He really set the scene, didn't he? You went into his little cave, there was sand on the floor, he told the story of the boat and the why we're here, and he was...
The hidden treasure!
He was actually one of the best, I think. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, really. I really liked him. Really set the scene up.
Yeah, definitely. And then we sort of went into the attraction. We spoke to someone else. There was, again, I think they're going more along the ambiance route. There was no impact scares.
There was no impact scares. But there was definitely sort of like that creepy, eerie... I'm just going to stare at you for a bit. Sort of suspense scares,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
if we call them that.
Yeah.
They sort of went more down the route of, you know, there were lots of scenes. So at one point, we came out of the tunnels, I think quicker than the actor had arrived, and went into another room and we had to go back because we'd moved past the scene. So then we had to go back, have the scene, and then go forward.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that they're going more down the scene route than the jump scare route, because I think that that's probably where more scares lie eventually.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
For you, anyway, yes. The second half of the maze, spoilers, like I say, this is actually going out right at the end of the season, so you've missed your chance for this year. The second half was a hooded maze. Hannah doesn't like hooded mazes, do you? Yeah, it was, hooded mazes are the marmite of scare attractions. This year we've seen a lot of hoods.
I think it's because there's still people out there that are scared to put the hood on and scared to go through the maze with the hood.
It's probably perfect for this target audience. So we're looking around. We're only here on a quiet day because it's midweek. Kids are at school, that kind of thing. It's a quieter day. But you can see why these two attractions probably work for this target market. They've never really properly done a scare attraction before. Mm. It's the first time they're branding themselves as Fear Island. I like the fact that it's more so just a couple of extra attractions throughout the day. Cause I don't think they're big enough yet to do a whole evening event like the likes of other theme parks have done at this point in time. So it's good. Like I say, it's just some teenagers going through wanting a little bit of a scare. I think these two attractions sort of hit that on the head for the target market they're going for. And hoods in a dark room with actors are touchy as well. There's some hooded mazes that won't touch you, which doesn't really make any sense whatsoever. Here, at one point, they tried to split us up. I was holding Hannah's hand, but by the end of it, I was holding an actor's hand. That was quite impressive.
Yeah, they split up our hands, and I sort of cottoned on, and I was like, no, I don't want to hold a stranger's hand. So I started holding you sort of on your hip, but on the opposite side of the hip, and they kept trying to drag my hand away to hold someone else's hand. So, and that whole time, you were holding their hand.
Yeah, I was holding someone else's hand. So that was quite an impressive sort of tactic they used in there. That was the end. You know, after that, your hood was pulled off, and there was just a person in a woolly coat saying, "Upstairs, please." It sort of ended abruptly, which is a bit of a shame. But obviously, if
I think it could have done with a good finale. I think maybe someone there with all the treasure that we were looking to find, and that we're not getting the treasure.
An air cannon with treasure, like a little air cannon. Like they open the treasure box, and a bit of air comes out. Something like that. Just a little air cannon or something. Just at the end. Obviously, there's only select space they can work with. Obviously, we don't know. This is maybe a trial year for the island.
I think for the first year doing anything sort of like this, I think that they've catered to a teenage market that have never done anything like this before, and I think that they've done it well. And I look forward to seeing where they go from here.
Yeah, totally. It'd be good to see how this, like we say, this is year one for them, so see how they can progress throughout the year. There's some quality actors I would like to point out in there, some quality actors. And overall, we're having a good day here at Fantasy Island, the family resort. Woo! It's a bit chilly now. We're going to do some more coasters. You can hear the...
That's Odyssey
going round. Quite a rough SLC. Coaster Geeks.
I preferred it to Millennium, though.
Yeah, true.
There was parts when we were going through the loops at Millennium that I thought we were going to like hit the rest of the train. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It's a near miss. That's what people like.
No, I didn't like it.
So we'd just like to say we've had a great time here at Fantasy Island. Thank you so much to the Fantasy Island and Fear Island team for having us. The two attractions were really fun. Again, they weren't going for the mega impact scares, but they're going for the more theatrical, spooky, creepy kind of feel.
Can we go look at the market?
Yeah, we're going to go on a market. So, guys, thank you for joining us for this episode. I'll send it back to myself in the studio to wrap it up. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Skate Track.
So, guys, that brings us to the end of episode 69 of the Scare Track podcast. We just want to say thank you so much to the Fear Island, Fantasy Island team for welcoming us with open arms. We had a great time, guys. Thank you so much for letting us come and check out your attractions. Not only your attractions, but you let us check out the coasters, the rides. The pyramid looks awesome. The projection mapping looks great in there. A great atmosphere as well, guys. And we also got to check out a market. If there's a market, check out a bargain. So, guys, thank you very, very much for letting us visit your attractions and talk about them on the Scare Track podcast. Like we say, it was a first year, so fair play for a first year attempt. Like we say, there's nothing mega, mega scary in there, but obviously they need to gauge what their audience wants. So this is year one, year two, year three, year four. You never know how much they're going to input, really. You don't know if they're going to make it mega, mega scary or tone it down. There might be more attractions. They might be more street theatre and such. So, guys, yeah, for a debut year, fair play for giving it a shot. We did have a fantastic time. There's some great immersive scenes in both of the attractions with some great quality acting as well. So, fair play to the Fear Island Fantasy Island team. And once again, thank you so much. So, guys, that brings us to the end of episode 69 of the Scare Track podcast. And unfortunately, that is the last on-location episode for the 2017 Halloween season. That also means that Scare Queen is finished sponsoring us. But don't worry, we'll have her on the show in an interview in the next year. Guys, speaking of the next year, we've got loads coming up for you. We've got interviews, on-location episodes again, discussions with actors, directors, organizers, marketing people, street team, loads, guys. So don't think that because it's the end of the season, that's it, Scare Track's packing up shit. We're not. We are going to be here every month as usual with multiple episodes. So guys, join us for the ride. Make sure you subscribe and rate us on iTunes. It really does help the show out, guys. And join us on social media. I've said it all season. We're not going to stop now. Just join us on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat and Twitter. Just search for Scare Track and you'll find us, guys. We love chatting to you guys. It's been a great season for it. And let's continue it into 2018. Just before that, though, we have Christmas, don't we? I know I said the C word. But Christmas this year is bringing more attractions. We know that we've got attractions. I can't announce them yet. I can't say who's definitely doing what. But I know we've got a bit of an inside scoop that there's at least three sort of Christmas scare attractions that we should be able to visit this year. So join us for the ride, guys. It's going to be awesome. This Christmas, some scare on location episodes from Christmas scare attractions. What's not to like? So, guys, that brings me to the end of this podcast. Thank you so much for joining us throughout the Halloween season. Guys, tell us all about it. We want to hear from you. Your ups, your downs. Are you an actor? Did you get hit? Are you an actor? Did you scare someone so they crap themselves? Guys, tell us the good. Tell us the bad. Are you a customer, guys? Did you go somewhere and it absolutely blew your mind? Did you go somewhere and it wasn't quite what you expected? Was it more scarier? Was it not as scary as last year? We want to know what you guys thought of the 2017 Halloween season. So, guys, remember, contact us all the normal ways, social media. Guys, thank you for joining us for episode 69 of the Scare Track podcast, and we will see you next time. We're going to leave you with the last song from Scare Queen, our sponsor for the 2017 season, Chainsaw Lullaby. See you later, guys.
That's why he carried a chainsaw, so he could carve your face like wood.
is what I called him. Grim is what I called him.